Hello and welcome to today's podcast. This is
In Case You Missed It.
We're your hosts, Jason and Tony. If you missed it, we told you about a super secret Starbucks menu. So a pumpkin spice latte has been out at Starbucks for quite some time.
Yeah.
A little over a week, I guess, now?
Every year it comes sooner and sooner.
Yeah, but you might be bored with it already. You may be wanting to switch some things up. Something really cool at Starbucks. There's a secret menu. Shh. That means don't tell anybody. But there's something called the Cinderella Latte.
I bet you got to know like a code.
Yeah.
Like tap, 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 tap.
The Starbucks code.
Yeah. Well,
it's just clicks and pops.
Why do they call it a secret menu? That's stupid. You ought to know they ain't going to.
Well, they don't have it on their menu. That's why it's secret.
I know, but then they.
But now it's not because we're telling everybody.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, it's called the Cinderella Latte. And some people discovered it last fall, but now it's spreading around. And it's a pumpkin spice latte where you swap out half the pumps of pumpkin spice and replace them with pumps of white chocolate mocha. And apparently it's delicious.
Well.
And the Cinderella latte, Tony was telling me, is not the only thing on the secret menu.
Heck no. This secret menu has the Natty Light latte also.
Okay.
You can only get the Natty Light latte after 10 a.m. though.
That's good. You'd hate to start drinking too early.
Also, secret menu, the NyQuil See You Later latte. You need to have them before nappy time.
Yeah.
The CrossFit latte is on there.
What's in that?
Little tractor tire marshmallows. You flip them over with your tongue. You flip them over.
Going for the burn.
The Walmart latte.
What in the world's in a Walmart latte?
Well, you swap out pumps of rotisserie chicken juice. And the last one on the secret menu is the X-Lax latte.
Yeah.
It also comes in Crappuccino.
Warning, if you think you might be kin to your spouse, don't get a DNA test. I think everybody's heard a couple of stories from getting the DNA kits and then sending them off, and there's been finding out that that there wasn't, you know, that the they found their dad that wasn't their real dad or something. Something crazy's happened, right?
Related to George Washington or something.
Right. So lady, she put this story out with a podcast, a podcast about looking up your ancestry.
Cool.
And about the downside of DNA testing kits. She bought her husband one on his birthday, and he did it, and they sent it off, and they got the results back.
Yeah.
And the results showed that they were actually first cousins.
Holy crap. Oh, man.
They have a two-year-old together, and she says the results have wound up poisoning her marriage.
She's married.
Yeah. First cousins will do that.
Hey, surprise.
They're first cousins on the paternal side, so the DNA test is basically saying the guy's father cheated on the guy's mother.
Yeah, but still, no matter how you slice that, you're still first cousins. That's closer than you're supposed to go.
The woman says that his parents been married for 30 years. He will not talk about this to me. We are sleeping in separate rooms, and it's starting to affect our son.
Yeah, I bet. It's affecting him, too.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
what? Well, they've been married that long. How do you throw that away?
No. His parents. Like, they don't want to tell his parents anything because they've been married for 30 years, and then that might ruin their marriage.
Well, that'd suck all the way around.
I wouldn't know what to do. That'd be terrible. Just to find out like that?
If I was dating Cindy Crawford, and I found out that she was my cousin. Man, I don't know. I'd say, Cindy.
Boy, I tell you.
Let's talk about, ain't we having pretty weather? Ain't this it, this autumn breeze?
That DNA change? Test. Don't look at that. This morning I shared some of my deep thoughts from the mower.
Puzzling.
Oh, well, and get out on the mower. Your mind wanders. Yeah. You start thinking different things. Random thoughts.
Peace. Serenity.
And things come into your mind then that normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
Here are some of the things on my mower thoughts.
All right, let's have them.
If buildings had big googly eyes stuck to them, earthquakes wouldn't be as scary. they'd still be scary, but not as scary.
Silly quakes, yeah.
Notice this watching the Weather Channel. Only during a hurricane can you purchase a shovel, duct tape, rope, and a tarp, and no one question your motives. You're like, oh, yeah, a hurricane.
Before a date, and it looks
weird. It looks weird then.
Yeah.
Male zombies are true gentlemen. Mm. They only want women for their minds.
That's true. Yeah.
The two E's in the word be.
Yep.
Could be silent E's and we wouldn't even know.
It don't. All it needs is the B.
All it needs is the B. The other two E's. Eh.
Look at the wasted ink in history that's been.
Right.
Wow.
Think about it. The last one here.
Mm-mm.
Somewhere in your kitchen right now.
Yes.
There is a bag that's full of bags. It's a bag. You have a bag in your kitchen.
It is.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Everybody's got one, right?
And there's rat glue traps right behind it. I haven't peeled the sticky part off yet, but there is.
That's there, what that in drawer, case you need one.
Oh, my gosh.
And there you go. Those are my mower thoughts. We learned more about the history of the Upper Cumberland and the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
Bet y'all didn't know this one.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look into our medical history at something called Neosporin ointment, which, ironically, was invented right here in the Upper Cumberland. The Neosporin family farmed ointment cattle. Every morning, they'd wake up and milk the ointment from the cattle. Mr. Neosporin always had an appointment to milk his ointment. The Neosporin family became very wealthy, and since they own the patent to ointment cattle, they're still gaining wealth. Face it, what would the world be without Neosporin ointment? Most of the family are still good-hearted people, except for the ones who are spoiled brats with chemical issues. Isn't it swell to know that all the healing power of Neosporin ointment was thanks to the healing hills of this area of the Upper Cumberland.
Tony brought you a new word of the day today.
Libraries ain't even got these.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Standrinella plant. Standrinella plant is what you call a citronella plant when it gets up. Standrinella plant.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
No other woman can do it the same. The way you chug a beer and belch my name.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you as always with today's
Real Good.
On Sunday, a crew for something called the Royal National Lifeboat Institution was running a training exercise off the coast of southwestern England. They're like the Coast Guard or like a nonprofit kind of thing.
Yeah, cool. A water military.
Yeah. Anyway, someone on board spotted a dog about 30 feet above the water near the bottom of a huge cliff.
Whoa.
So they climbed up there and rescued it because, you know, that's what they, you know.
Cool.
It was so dehydrated. They knew it had been up there for a while. They just couldn't figure out how it got there until they posted a photo of it on Facebook. Turned out to be a 9-year-old Springer Spaniel named Sprig. A couple named Mark and Susie Sanders lost him while they were hiking in the area. They've been looking for him the whole time. They put up flyers. They had formed search parties. I mean, you name it. They've done everything they possibly could do to find this dog.
And you know they were brokenhearted.
Yeah. Everyone's best guess is that it chased something over the cliff and then tumbled. By the way, this cliff, 1,000 feet down. This dog fell 1,000 feet, didn't have a scratch on him.
Amazing.
Dogs are awesome. Then, after falling 1,000 feet, this dog survived for 8 days on the side of the cliff. Rescuers think he did it by drinking water that was just dripping down the rocks.
Good thing this,
this group
of coast whatevers came along. Yeah. I'm sorry, the Coast Guard for the
Royal National Lifeboat Institution. Y'all are real good. Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it so much. This has been
In Case You Missed It.